Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I saw a Facebook post which intrigued me. And it's Help Our Children of Ireland, or Help Our Children Ireland. And it says, I'm going to read this out first. It says, I ask all members of the government or anyone who has any power to say stop and fix absolutely shattered to pieces health, the health system that we call the HSE Ireland. This was given to a mother today in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital, Drogheda, to feed her 10-month-old baby. And below it, by the way, there's a picture of a dinner that was given to a 10-month-old baby. Honest to God, it looks like slop. I can't describe it on the air. I thought initially it looked like pasta, but they're actually a few little chips. And then what looks like beans. I'm not too sure what it is, to be honest with you. And, well, I'll find out in a second exactly what it was. But you certainly wouldn't feed it to a 10-month-old baby anyway. But anyway, this particular baby is on a special diet, it goes on to say, and at risk of aspirating food. This baby is in a number of days with bacterial pneumonia and bronchitis. Baby Tommy is on a waiting list for scans, including a CT scan, as his parents fear he has cerebral palsy due to missed milestones with hypertonia. I asked anybody, would you feed this microwave slop to your child? Would members of the government expose their very frail and sick children to this neglect? I would like this photo to be seen by Simon Harris so he can see what type of Ireland it is 100 years on. And on the line is Megan, who is baby Tommy's mother. Good afternoon to you, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Megan, I looked at the pictures. There was other pictures as well of other slop that was fed
horrendous.
Presented to children. And I'll be honest with you, you'd be embarrassed to give it to your child even if you were desperate and skint. You
know. I wouldn't.
But Tommy, I mean, he's 10 months old. He couldn't eat that kind of stuff anyway.
Tommy's 10 months old with an awful lot of underlying issues and he's still not diagnosed.
Yeah.
He was born early at 36 weeks with a blanket of cysts on the top of his brain.
Right.
So from here on in, it's just been constant waiting.
Which must be terrible for you as a mother, by the way, you know, not knowing what's going to happen
terrible.
Or what's down
it's
the
terrible.
Road for him, you know.
It was on the verge of breaking my family. We can't get our heads around it. We know that there's something wrong, but we don't know what's wrong.
And your fear is cerebral palsy, of course.
We were told at the start, yeah. After his MRI at 4 weeks old, that he would not have cerebral palsy, not to fear. I knew that there was something different, as every mother knows their own child.
Yeah. And what sort of stuff?
Like
was he not sitting up or not holding his head up?
He's not sitting up. He's got a condition called hypotonia,
okay.
Which is a very low muscle tone.
Okay.
Tommy has a very, very low muscle tone.
So while his head is falling to the side and stuff like that.
He has a head leg which falls to the back. He's got a very low muscle tone in his trunk. He will not weight bear on his legs. He has no fine motor skills or gross motor skills.
Right, okay.
So there obviously is something there. Now, his paediatric doctor told me that he was 70% sure that he had cerebral palsy. So airlines crumbled. We thought our son had cerebral palsy. Nobody wants anything wrong with their kids.
Of course, yeah.
For time to go on and for Tommy to slowly but surely not fully reach milestones. Now, he started to sit up himself, but no way unaided. He, you know, you have to really, really close eye.
Yeah.
He suffers with bronchiolitis an awful lot. He was admitted to hospital 17 weeks. He was admitted to hospital in November gone with pneumonia, which they lied to me 3 times and told me it was bronchiolitis.
Jeez, he's really been through, the mill, hasn't he? God bless him.
He has. Yeah. He hasn't had a break at all.
Yeah.
Now, he had a feeding assessment done by speech and language from early intervention, which she feared that he was at a very high risk of aspirating. So she provided him with Carabel, which would thicken his fluids to stop them going, to prevent them from going down and aspirating into his lung. He's only 16 pounds and he's 1 in March. So nutrition is key in his life.
Yeah, he's very light for his age. He is very small for his age.
He's only a little button. He's the boss baby, we call him.
Right.
But to be handed something like this for a 10-month-old baby that is on a high-calorie nutritional diet is horrendous.
But I don't even... I mean, I'm trying to remember back because I have 3 children, but they're all in their kind of... One is 22 now, the youngest 17 years of age. And I'm trying to think back... They wouldn't physically have been able to eat whatever that was on the... What is that on the plate? By the way, we put this picture on social media, on our own social media. If anyone wants to go to our Twitter account or our Facebook account for the Niall Boylan Show, you can see the picture there. What is that on the plate?
The fourth picture from November was roast beef, mushy peas and chips.
So roast beef for a 10-year-old or for a 10-month-old?
He was 8 months old at the time.
Are they having a laugh?
And then yesterday, when I went to the kitchen on the fifth floor in the Lord's Hospital, I asked for his pureed food at 12 o'clock. The dinner lady told me that it wasn't sent up because her oven is broken in that kitchen, that they're only sending up the food that she has to save. So speech and language therapist was behind me and she said, but Tommy needs a specialised diet and he needs to eat.
By the way, the chips look like pasta.
I know.
I mean, the little square things.
He's on a pureed diet. Yeah. This food is microwaved. She went down and she took this plate of food up from the kitchen. Yesterday we were given sausages, spuds and carrots.
Right.
Which looked like Play-Doh that was after been put into an oven. She put it into the microwave for about 5 minutes. It was red hot, which left a skin on top of the food. If I was to give that to my child, he would have aspirated. And where do we go from then? Is the government going to...
I mean, I understand, look, a hospital is a busy place. It's not a hotel. You know, you're never going to get, you know, four-course meals.
But
absolutely. I mean, if a nutritionist seen that, I'm pretty sure they'd be horrified.
The speech and language actually said to me, Megan, here's a complaint form. I'd like you to fill that in. I am blue in the face of asking for this food to be changed and they will not listen. So now we are going to ask the parents of the children to complain to see if this makes a difference. Tommy's awaiting an appointment for a video fluoroscopy, which is basically to see where his food is going. I'm told that I have to wait for 6 months. 6 months.
So it's not a case that you're being petty. Food is a very important part of Tommy's diagnosis at the moment. So, you know,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, so it's not like you're just being petty about this. I mean, it is an important part. And to be honest with you, I looked at the pictures and they're horrendous looking. You wouldn't feed it to a dog, for God's sake.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I've seen better food come out of a can of dog food, and that's being honest.
I mean, the roast beef looks like I didn't know what it was for us. I think it was a piece of steak,
actually.
They put
them into moulds.
Yeah.
They purify the food and they put them into moulds to make them look like food.
Yeah, because it looks like a sort of the shape of a piece of steak.
Yeah.
But it looks red raw or something. I don't know. I wouldn't feed it to my child. I just wouldn't give it to a child.
The government ought to hang their head in shame, and Simon Harris ought to be ashamed of himself. He's stealing our children. It's horrible. It's the 24th century, 2019, and to think that it's hard enough to have a child
with a problem, yes, obviously.
And not knowing what is wrong, let alone having to fight for proper food for your children in hospitals.
I mean, you're going through enough at the moment. This is something you just don't need to be worrying about. That should be just something that happens, you know,
exactly.
as part of what you're going through at the moment.
You shouldn't need to worry about preparing meals to take to a hospital on admission of your son. They should provide this for you.
So are you bringing food up for Tommy now, are you?
I bring food for him, yes.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I have to bring jazz and that because you can't cook home-cooked meals and reheat them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't reheat your own dinner, so why would I reheat for my son?
Well, particularly with the problems that he's having at the moment as well.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, and so have you complained to management of the hospital? Have you talked to the management of the hospital?
I'm blue in the face speaking to people in the hospital. They just won't listen. They just pawn me off. I feel like it's Tommy's seen once every 3 months and his file is put into a cabinet until he comes back to see his paediatrician. I was fighting for genetic tests to be done. I was told he had to be 2 to have genetics done.
So your worst fear at the moment, obviously, is cerebral palsy. That's your worst fear.
I know there's something. Yeah. I know there's something there. Maybe the doctor said
hopefully, Megan, he doesn't. You know, I mean, I can only tell you from my own experience. My own daughter, who has dyspraxia, when she was very young, she showed similar signs to what you're talking about. She couldn't sit up properly. She wasn't able to hold her head up properly. Thankfully, she's 17 years of age now, and she's fine. She has mild dyspraxia.
She's a trooper.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is sometimes these things can seem worse, you know, when they're very young, and maybe they'll get through these milestones. So hopefully it's not cerebral palsy and hopefully it's not anything as serious.
But
as
maybe
that.
If our government provided the tests, the scans, the appointments that we need and not leave us waiting for 6 and 9 months at a time.
Absolutely. There's no reason why you should have to wait.
€500 a week on taxi transfers. Why not put that €500 into the healthcare system to make the food better for our children?
Yeah.
To speed up appointment times for our children.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I mean, we should be prioritising children when it comes to appointments, when it comes to the way we deal with and the way we look after children, because they are the future of the country. So we should, without a shadow of doubt, be prioritising children and the elderly as well, who are very vulnerable too.
It's horrendous. I was a care assistant for 2 years. I am aware of textured diets and grade fluids. I would refuse to feed a resident that if I was handed that in a care facility. I would refuse to feed a resident, let alone my own child.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't accept, I wouldn't, I mean, if I was in hospital, I wouldn't accept that as food. So I couldn't eat it, actually, to be honest with you. Just looking at it, it would turn me off at just looking at it.
it turned you off food altogether.
So I don't see why, you know, children should accept it, or indeed elderly people, if that's what that's the kind of stuff they're being fed. I mean, I don't know what it's like in the rest of the hospitals. I mean, you can only obviously
horrendous
vouch for the one.
It's the same all around.
Yeah.
I've been admitted to hospital on numerous occasions throughout my pregnancy. And the food is horrendous.
I saw a picture recently of the food that was given out in prison. And I can tell you now, it looks a hell of a lot better than that.
Oh, indeed it does, yeah.
They get a little menu and everything. You know what I mean?
And so, you're given stuff you don't like. I was in hospital at one time and there was an 8-year-old lady left sitting eating chicken curry and rice.
Right.
She didn't like chicken curry and rice. So there was nothing else that she could eat. So she ate.
Like it or lump it, basically.
Take it or starve.
Will you have it up on Facebook at the moment, and it's Help Our Children Ireland, and obviously you want Simon Harris to see this picture.
That's Leslie Ann O'Brien, and she's absolutely fantastic for voicing for our children of Ireland. It's a sad day where you have to fight like this for the healthcare of our kids. The government is failing our children. They're putting money into abortion. Why not help our sick kids that's living?
Well, look, we have a very popular Twitter account, as you may or may not know. So what we've done is we've put a picture up of this particular piece of food, or whatever you want to call it. We've also tagged Simon Harris in it as well. So hopefully he'll get to see it. And I would encourage people to go onto our Twitter account and retweet it or like it or whatever you'd normally do on Twitter. So if you go to the Niall Boylan Show Twitter account, you'll see it there. And I would encourage people to tag us or do whatever you want, but make sure Simon Harris sees it.
What does Simon Harris want? Is he going to take responsibility? If my child had aspirated on this food, would he take responsibility for what would have happened? I doubt it.
No, he's not going to take personal responsibility.
I mean, look, we
see failings all over the place with our health service at the moment, and this
crazy.
Is crazy.
It's a third world.
Just
we're living in third world healthcare, and these children are the future voters of this country.
Absolutely.
Why not help them?
I completely. There's nothing I can say to you, Megan. All I can say to you is I completely agree with you. And, you know, the proof is literally in the pudding. You have sent us those photographs and they're absolutely shocking. There's no defence for it. There's no defence for serving that kind of stuff up to a 10-month-old baby.
When you have nurses and speech and language and dietitians telling you to go further about this, that tells you something.
Yeah. All right,
you know, they're not being listened to. I had speech and language telling me she's asking for 5 years for a video fluoroscopy machine to be given to the Lord's Hospital because Temple Street is the only one that can provide this to any child in Ireland under the age of 16. And this is why the waiting lists. You cannot wait 6 months to see whether your child is aspirating into the lung.
No, because that 6 months to you as a mother and a father is a lifetime.
It's a lifetime.
Absolutely.
A lifetime,
yeah,
6 years.
100%.
My whole 10 months, the last 10 months with this baby has been constant worry. What's coming next? What am I going to be told next? Am I going to be told lies again? Are they trying to cover up something?
And all you want is simple diagnostics. That's all you want.
I want to plan my son's future. I need to know what's wrong with my son so I can give him the care he deserves.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I completely agree with you, Megan. And for anybody, again, go to our Twitter account and you will see that picture there as well. Megan, listen, thank you very much indeed. And I wish you well and little Tommy well as well.
Thank you very much.
And I hope everything works out for you. All right. And I hope you get the attention that it deserves. All right. Megan O'Callaghan is the mother of baby Tommy, who is currently in Our Lady's Hospital waiting for diagnostic tests. But look, the problem is all she's talking about the diagnostic tests and she needs to know what's wrong with her child. And she's 100% right. She shouldn't have to wait like this constantly all the time. She shouldn't wait 6 months for appointments. But on top of all that, one thing you shouldn't have to worry about is the food he's getting in there.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.